Today's daf is Shabbos daf Memtes, and we are at the Mishnah about 10 lines from the top of daf Memtes Amir Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef ben Sarah, Yal bas Bela, Rachel Maita bas Sarah, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sarah, and Avram Yekasiel ben Gittel. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilu Nishmas Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Meir ben Zev, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan, Leah bas Yaakov ben Zion, and Yaakov ben Yecheskel. So we're two dafin in to the fourth perek of Masechet Shabbos, perek Bamet Toimim, which deals primarily with the halachos of hatmanos. As mentioned in the brief introduction to daf mem ches, hatmana is a sif katan in the laws of Bishul. It's not an issa deraisa, it's an issa derabana. Hatmana states that one is not allowed to take food that's hot and wrap it l'kavod Shabbos. Stating that, there are really two different halachos within the world of hatmana. The first halacha is, one is not allowed to be matmin any davar chaim on Shabbos. So if you have food that's hot on Shabbos and you want to wrap it, the halacha is, it doesn't matter what you're wrapping it into, what the food is, it's aser. The Gemara said on Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, Amar Rava Matam Amru Chachamim. Why did the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos? It's because there was a concern that if you would do atmana, you may end up cooking the food, and being that it could lead to one of the lamites malachis, it's for that reason it's a problem. Another halacha of atmana, which is the topic that the Gemara discusses here in the beginning of the perek, is that one is not allowed to do hatmana with food that's hot, even on Erev Shabbos. There, however, there's a very important caveat, and that is the only time it's aser is if the food that you're or the thing that you're wrapping the food into is a dover hamoisef hevel. So if it's a dover hamoisef hevel, it's going to make the food hotter. Then it would be aser to do the atmana even on Erev Shabbos. If the thing, however, you're doing the atmana into is a dover she'ino moisef hevel, then in that case, it's not going to be a problem. The reason is because the hatmana is really being done on Erev Shabbos. So why did the Chachamim care about what you do on Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos you can cook. Erev Shabbos you can bake. So why can't you do hatmana on Erev Shabbos? The reason is a Chachamim concern that you may do hatmana in Gecholim. If you do atmana in Gecholim, your food will be wrapped in Gecholim on Shabbos. Shema Yechater Gecholim. Just like in the beginning of Parakira, the Gemara had problems with Shia and Chazara. Shema Yechater Gecholim. So the Chachamim were concerned over here. Don't do atmana in Gecholim. Shema Yechater Gecholim. So Chachamim said that if we don't want you to do hatmana in Gecholim, we are going to expand it and say you can't do hatmana in anything that's similar to Gecholim. The Gecholim are unique in that it's Moisef Hevel, it makes the food a little bit hotter. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said that you're never allowed to do Atmana Erev Shabbos, but Avram Moisef Hevel. So again, what's Atmana? It's two different things. Two different Yisurei Durabanan, they're awfully similar. They're both called Atmana, they're both Bishul, they're both Negei Hilcha Shabbos, but they're not the same Halacha. Not only are they not the same Halacha, the reason the Chachamim instituted the two Isuri Hatmana were for different reasons. One is an Isra Hatmana on Shabbos, Afilu B'davar She'enu Moisef Hevel, and the other is an Isra Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, only B'davar HaMoisef Hevel. So the Perek began discussing Bameh Toimim, Uvama Ein Toimim, meaning what's considered a Davar HaMoisef Hevel as it relates to the Isra Hatmana of Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah continues on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph on that note. Toimim, that loch is that you're allowed to do Hatmana with food on Erev Shabbos, Biksus, in clothing, ubeperos, and with peros, bekanfe yoina, with the wings, the feathers of a yoina, ubenesoires shel charoshim, and with the sawdust that goes by the wayside when a carpenter is doing his thing, ubenoires shel pishton dakon, and with the splinters that come off when you comb fine flax. Rabbi Yehuda Isa bedak, Rabbi Yehuda said that it's a problem if it's daka, it's only mutter bigas. The Gemara will explain exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. Either way, the Mishnah mentioned as one of the things that you could do atmana with on Erev Shabbos, because it's not a davar ha-moisef hevel, kanfe yoina. And on that note, we begin with an epic digression on the topic of kanfe yoina. This next Gemara is a classic. It's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Rabbi Yannai said, tefillin tzrichin guf naki, kol isha balkan afayim. When a person wears tefillin, he has to make sure that his guf is naki. He has to make sure there's no tzaya. He has to make sure that he's Naki. How Naki does he have to be? As Naki as Elisha, who was known as the Baal Knafayim. Says the Gemara, first of all, Maihi. What does it mean when Rabbi Yannai said, Tfilin Tzrichin Guf Naki? To what degree? Abayam Abayi Tzach Shalei Yafiach. You can't even be Yafiach. Meaning you can't pass gas while you're wearing tefillin. Rava said it means even more than that. Shelo yisham behen. You're not even allowed to fall asleep when you're wearing tefillin. Because if you fall asleep, there's a chashash shem yafiach behen. Meaning not only do you have to be cognizant shelo yafiach, but you even have to be cognizant not to do something that will put yourself in a situation where you may come lahafiach. Meaning make sure you don't fall asleep. Either way, Rabbi Yannai said tefillin tzrichim guf naki. What does it mean? Abaye said shelo yafiach. Rava said shelo yisham behen. But when Rav Yannai said the halach of tefillin tzrichim guf naki, he said ke'elisha bal knafayim. He gave a mashal. It has to be so naki like the guf of Elisha bal knafayim. So says the Gemara, so this fellow, Elisha bal knafayim, was clearly called Elisha. But why did he get the surname Baal Knafayim? Says the Gemara, my brother Baal Knafayim. It was because of a Maisa Shayukachay, Shapam Achas, Gazar Malchus Remi Arisha, Gzeir Al Yisrael. The Roman government made a decree, Shakolamaniach Tfilin. Anyone that puts on Tfilin, Yenakras Moichay. What they're going to do is they're going to split open his head, and he's Mida Keneged Mida. He's wearing the Tfilin, Shabarosh. This is how they're going to punish him. Elisha Manicham. So there was a Yid named Elisha, and he was Maisa Nefesh. He was wearing Tfilin. Vyoitse Lashok, and he would go outside with it. Says the Gemara, Ra'u Kastor Echad. There was one Roman officer who saw Elisha wearing tefillin, and Elisha realized that he was in trouble. So he only had one option, and that was to run. So the Gemara says, Ratz mi panav. He ran away from this Kastor, for Ratz Acharav, and there was a chase. This Roman officer started chasing. Kivish Giatzlai, when he finally caught him, not the Miroshai. So Elisha immediately took the tefillin off his hand, and put them in his hand. They weren't on his head anymore. Amar Lo, so the Roman officer said, Mazeh biyotcha. What were you holding, sir? Right? What was that? What was on your head? So he told him back. Oh, on my head? It was kanfeyoina. He said it was the wings of a dove. He said, really? Open your hands. The Gemara says, Pasha Desyadai. Elisha opened up his hand, and lo and behold, an incredible miracle happened. Mamish shaloi kederach hateva. V'nimtzu kanfeyoina. And the Gemara says it was because of that story. Lefichach koyre noisai. He got the name Elisha Baal Knafayim. Says the Gemara, Maishna kanfeyoina mishar oifes. Why did this story happen? This unbelievable miracle dafka with the kanfeyoina, not the knafayim of some other bird. So the Gemara says, Mishum the insul Knesset Yisrael yoina. Because we find in a pasuk in Tehillim that Knesset Yisrael, the Yidin are compared to a Yoyna. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kanfe Yoyna, Nechba Vakesef. And what's the reason, meaning what's so special about a Yoyna that Yidin are compared to a Yoyna? Because my Yoyna, Knofem, Haginoi Saleh, just like the Yoyna, her wings protect her, Af Yisrael, Mitzvahs, Magina Saleh, and Klai Yisrael, when they do mitzvahs, they're protected. So we're compared to the Yoyna. The Yoyna has wings protecting it. We have mitzvahs that protect us. Elisha Baal Knafayim was Moisen Nefesh for a mitzvah. The mitzvah happened with a Kanfe Yoyna. It wasn't a coincidence. It was with a Cheshbin. The reason is, Mishum, the Amsul Knesset Yisrael, the Yoyna Shenemer, Kanfe Yoyna, Nechva Bakosav. Now, just to not lose the train of thought in terms of what Pashup Shad and the Gemara is. There's so much raid here. You can forget Pashup Shad and the Gemara. Rabbi Yannai said, Tfilin Srichim Guf Naki Ke Elisha Baal Knafayim. He made a statement, a very important halacha, and that is, a person has to make sure he has a Guf Naki when he wears tefillin. What does it mean, a Guf Naki? Abaye said Shalei Afiyach, Rava said Shalei Yishaman. But the point is, you have to have a Guf Naki, like who? Like Elisha Baal Knafayim. And then we told this unbelievable story about how Elisha Baal Knafayim was Moisa Nefesh for the mitzvah tefillin. But it didn't say anything about Elisha Baal Knafayim being very careful to make sure that he had a Guf Naki when he wore tefillin. So where do you see that Elisha Baal Knafayim had a Guf Naki when he wore tefillin? You see, it was Moisa Nefesh. There was a Roman Gzeirah not to wear tefillin. He wore tefillin anyways. But where do you see that he had a Guf Naki? So Tosfos says, Dibra Maskel Kalisha Baal Knafayim, Lahachi Nakit Elisha, the Mistama, Kivan Shenaso Le Nesbet Tefillin, Hayazor Behem, Vahayaloi Guf Naki. Enochinami, Rabbi Yannai had no raya that Elisha wore his tefillin be Guf Naki. But Rabbi Yannai knew that Elisha had an unbelievable miracle, a miracle that saved his life. and it happened with tefillin. So he felt that it must be that he was very, very careful in how he wore his tefillin. And if he was careful in how he wore his tefillin, he was probably very careful with regards to the halacha of guf naki. And that's why Rabbi Yanai stated his halacha that tefillin tzrichim guf naki. He said, you know how naki it has to be? You know how careful you have to be to make sure that when you wear your tefillin, you wear it b'tahira? It has to be as naki as the body of Elisha Bal Knafayim probably was when he wore his tefillin. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. We'll get back to this all at the end of the day. So the Mishnah was discussing different things that you're allowed to do hatmanu with on Erev Shabbos, because these are considered things that are not Moisef Hevel. So again, the Mishnah said, Toimnim b'ksusu b'peres b'kan feyoyna, a little digression. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Ubin asayre shal charoshin, the sawdust of the carpenters, ubin asayre shal pishton daka. And when you comb flax, that's daka, so splinters are going to fall off. Those are things that you're allowed to do atmanu with. Rabbi Yehuda oisir b'daka. Rabbi says, no, daka is not okay. Daka is asir, umater begasa. But it's a little bit unclear from the Gemara if Rabbi Yehuda was referring back to the last thing the Mishnah said, na'irish al pishtan, or the thing right before that, nesoirish al charashim. You could have nesoirish al charashim that are daka and gasa. You could have na'irish al pishtan, where the pishtan is either daka or gasa. So the Gemara wants to know, which one are we referring back? Iba ilu, Rabbi Yehuda, nesoirish al charashim koi, oyal na'irish al pishtan koi. So the Gemara says, even though the Mishnah is not clear, tashmat, it's a mafurish of b'raisin. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, na'irish al pishtan daka, arehu kizavel. That the Oiris of Pishtan Daka is like Zevel. Zevel was a Dovra Moisef Hevel. It was mentioned in the first Mishnah. Shmaminos. You see clearly on Oiris of Pishtan Kai Shmaminos. Again, the Mishnah wasn't sure clear what he was going back on, but from the Braisa, it's very clear. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Another discussion of things that you're allowed to do atmanu with on Erev Shabbos, things that are not considered Moisef Hevel. Toinin, you're allowed to do atmanu bishlochen, with the skin, the hides of an animal. Not only that, if you do atmana, you're allowed to be metaltle, meaning it was mavur in the first daf of the parak that there are certain things you can do atmana with, however, those things are mukta. And because they're mukta, so even if you could do atmana, but you're going to still have to figure out how you get your food out. Because if the thing that you were matmin the food in is mukta, so forget the atmana, you have a mukta issue. So the Mishnah says, as it relates to shlochim, you could do atmana, meaning it's not a dovra moisef hevel. Not only that, with tawful noisan, there's no mukta issues. You could just remove it in the conventional way. Begizei tzemer, you could do atmana with tzemer, but the in metalful noisan. Gizei tzemer is considered mukta. Pashit, the reason it's considered mukta is because the tzemer was used to weave clothing. As a result, it's a kelisha melachta list. It's a case of the way. So if you want to do atmana and gizei tzemer, you can't move the gizei tzemer. The food is wrapped in it. So what are you going to do? So the Gemara says, noitel asaki. So what you should do is you should make sure that the lid of the cover of the pot is protruding a little bit. You grab onto the lid and then you flip it. The hay noiflois, and like this, the tzemer will fall by the wayside. Blazman Azariah said, kupa mata al tzida, that you also have to make sure when you remove the food that was probably in a box that's wrapped inside the gizei tzemer, you shouldn't just pick it up, but you should tilt it a little bit to the side. The night will take it that way. Shemayita, because if you don't do it that way, it could be it's going to come out completely. It's going to collapse the gizei tzemer that you used for hatman of any yachal hachzer. You're not going to be able to put it back. Chomer say, don't worry about that. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's going on. Incidentally, Rashi asks Akasha that if the gizei tzemer is muksa and the gizei tzemer is on top of the cover, which is covering the pot, then why is it okay to just remove it, even if you remove it in this indirect way? Why isn't the cover of the pot considered a basis for the gizei tzemer, which is on top of it? It should be a basis of davar asur. You did this atmana erev Shabbos. That's what we're discussing. We're discussing this atmana erev Shabbos. So it was there bein hashmashes. So why don't you look at it as a basis of davar asur? So Rashi says an important yisoid in the halacha of basis. And that is that the only time something's considered a basis is if it's actually acting as a base. So one thing is on top of something else, but it's not punked on top of it. You want the thing on bottom to serve as a base for the thing on top. So if you put something on a table, the assumption is you don't want to put it on the floor. You wanted to put it on something that's not the floor, the table. The table is serving as a basis for the thing that's on top of it. But over here, is the cover of the kedera a basis for the gizei tzemer? Of course not. It's just the opposite. What you're doing is you want to be matmin the cover, but you don't want the cover to act as the buses for the Gizei Tzemer. So Rashi says another halacha. We spoke about some of the halachas of buses the other day. This is another halacha of buses that comes out from this mission. Zok de Gemara. Yosef, Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinoi, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Yosef, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Gabayu. They come Yiboyel and they pose the following question. Shlochim Jabal Abayis Tanan. When the Mishnah says, Toim the Mishlochim. And not only could you do atmana in shlachin, but umetalkal in Iceland. The shlachin, the hides of the animal, not considered muksa. Is this only true for shlachin shabala bayis? Meaning of alabayis, he has shlachin in his house, his shlachin are not muksa. Aval shal umin, but let's say you have a professional tanner. Someone that sells hides for a living. This is what he does for parnasa. Maybe over there it would be muksa, because kivan the kapad alayu, being that it's something that he's makbid on, so maybe lo metalkal in lahu, it's something that he would never use for anything other than his parnasa to sell, and as a result, it would be mukta. Maybe it's true for the umin as well. Meaning, shlachin shal umin, mukta or not mukta. The Mishnah says shlachin are not mukta, but the chachamim weren't sure. Maybe that's only shlachin shal balabais. Maybe the shlachin of the umin is going to be different. So the Gemara says, amalohu. So again, Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinoi and Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar posed the question to Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. So he told back, amalohu Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. So Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said, mistabru shal balabais tonight. I think it's Misvara the balabayis, Aval Shalom and Gabad Alai, but the Shlachan of the Omen is probably going to be a Nusha. Amadu Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama said, Kacham Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. I hear what you're saying in Svara, but I'm going to tell you a psak that I heard from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. He said as follows: Abba, my father, Shlach Abba. So who is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi's father? His father was Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yudches on the days that Rabbi Yosi had five sons. Rabbi Yosi said, "Chamish be'ilois ba'alti v'natati chamisha rozen b'Yisrael." And one of his sons was the great Tana, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said that my father was a tanner. Rashi, umin la'abed oirois. That's what he used to do. He used to work with oirois. Va'omar, and he would say often aviu shlachim v'neish v'alein. He would take some of the shlachim that he had in his store, and we would use them as rugs. So what do you see from there? That even the umin is not makbid. If the umin is not makbid to use it for something else, so that would be a reason that it shouldn't be considered mukta. Meisir feiti gemara in the son shabala. Is metalfulnoisan the nesorim? These are boards of the balabais. You're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. They're not mukta. Shall woman name metalfulnoisan? But if it belongs to an umin, then you're not allowed to be metalfulit. Why? Because he uses it for his umnis, and as a result, he doesn't think to use it for anything else. It's a kelush malachde leiser. As a result, it's going to be considered mukta. Chishav losalei and pasal archim. If, however, before Shabbos you're a umin, you know you're having guests, and you're going to need boards of some sort to serve your meat on or whatever, so you can use these nesarim as your boards. But that's only if you have the machshava. Meaning, if you have the machshava, in that case, ben kach u ben kach metaltalim. But what do you see from here? That there's a difference between the umin and the balabayis. The nesarim of the balabayis is not considered muksa, but the nesarim of the umin in metaltalim is considered a muksa. So what should be the difference between the nesarim and the shlachim? So the Gemara says it's different. Shani Nesarim the Kapar Alayu. The Umin was makbid for the Nesarim. That's why the Nesarim of the Umin wouldn't be considered Muktzah, but he wasn't necessarily makbid when it came to the Shlachim. Tosh, Ma'uros, skins, the hides of an animal, Bein Avud, Mein Chein Avud, whether the process or the not process, Mutter, Letal, from the Shabbos, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos, they're not considered Muktzah. And then the Braisa says, Loi Amru Avudim, even though you find sometimes a difference between hides that were processed, meaning they went through the tanning process, and hides that didn't, you find a lenient tumma. Where's the negated tumma? Because an item becomes tame only if it's a complete item, which is one of the primary subjects of Masechtas Kelim. It talks about when a keli is considered complete, when he's considered incomplete. So there's a concept of a gemar kli as it relates to the halachis of it being ready to be makabel tumah. When you find this concept of a skin that's avudim versus enam avudim, it's always going to be in the context of tumah. But as it relates to Shabbos, what's the halacha? Oirois, bein avudim, bein she'en avudim, mutlo talfon b'Shabbos. Now, the Braisa doesn't say whether we're talking about Oyre Shabbal Abayis or Oyre Shal Omen, but the Gemara assumes, my love, Loishan Shabbal Abayis, Loishan Shal Omen, presumably it makes no difference if it's the Shabbal Abayis or the Omen. So you see clearly that even the Oyreis of the Omen is not Mukta. The Gemara says, Loishan Shabbal Abayis. Really, it's referring to the Oyreis of the Shabbal Abayis. Avashal Omen, my, says the Gemara, so meaning by Omen. Eimet Alten, Talachas, you're not allowed to carry the Oyreis of an Omen. Ihachi, if that's the case, Hadatani, this is the Braisa, Sebele Yomru, Avudim El, Inyin Tumma, meaning the Braisa wants to say that even though we're saying a chilik between avudim and she'en and avudim, but that's only with regards We're saying there's no difference between Avodah Mishkan and Avodah, that's only with regards to Shabbos. But there is a time where there is a difference. Where is that in your Tumah? So the Gemara's kash is, Lifloig Vilisni Bidida. Why do you have to fly to a whole nother parsha, to the halachas of Tumah, to find the difference between Avodah Mishkan and Avodah? You can stay focused. You can remain in Ilcha Shabbos. You don't have to digress. And you could say, Bamed Varam Amurim Mishal Balabayas, Avashal Umin Lai. If you tell me there's a difference between the Umin and the Balabayas, and you want to tell me a time where there's a chiluk between Avodah Mishkan and Avodah, why do you have to tell me that chiluk by Tumah? Why couldn't you say by Shabbos? So the Gemara says that the reason we didn't say that is because Kula Balabayas Kamayri, because now the Braisa was talking about the Shlachim of a Balabayas. That's what we're discussing. We're discussing Oiris and Shlachim of a Balabayas. So within the world of Oiris and Shlachim of a Balabayas, as it relates to Shabbos, Bein Avudim and Shein Avudim, Mutl Talpam and Shabbos is not going to be considered Mukta. As it relates to Tumah, that's where you have a difference already between if it's Avudim or it's Ein Avudim. The bottom line is, we're left with a Shaila, with some Brises, some confusion, a story with Rabbi Yossi. What's the Halacha as it relates to the hides of an Omen? The Mishnah said, you're allowed to do Atmana with shlachin. What's shlachin? It's the skin, it's the hide of an animal. But the Mishnah said, not only could you do atmana, chiddush number one, it's considered a dover she'ein and moisef evo, but umetaltal and oisan. You even allowed to move it. You don't have to worry about it. It's not considered mokta. And Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinoy, and Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, and Rabbi Chanina bar Koma, they were all sitting together, and they had a question. Their question was, is the Mishnah talking dafka about shlachim of a balabayas? It makes sense that wouldn't be mokta. Why would you think it should be mukta? Because maybe it's only used le'isser, or maybe there's an idea of chasar and kiss, but the balabayas, this is not what he does for a living, so if he can use it for something functional in the kitchen, why wouldn't he use it? So it's for that reason that it wouldn't be considered mukta. But maybe if it belongs to the umin, maybe that's already a whole different deal. Maybe there's a different shulchan aruch. So after everything, the Gemara says, ketanoi, it's really machlekes tanoim. Oirish of balabayas, metaltel in oisam, Vishal Uman ain't metaltal and oisan. Rabbi Yossi said, Echodzeh, metaltal and oisan. It doesn't matter if it was of the Balabayas, it doesn't matter if it belonged to the Uman. Either way, the Allah is metaltal and oisan. Notice who's the one that said metaltal and oisan? It's Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai. In the beginning of the Amid, the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told a story with his own father. He said, Abba Shlochahav. He says, my father was an Umin la'abid oirois, right? He was a tanner. And what did he do? V'amar, he said, Eviu shlochim v'neshev alem. Even though he was an Umin, he didn't think it was mukta. Now he was, so you see, this is Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai. Rabbi Yossi said, Echadzeh, ve'echadzeh, metalfo noisan. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in the end of Perek Aleph, so he talks about how some of the G'doylei Chachmei Yisrael, they were people that had jobs. Not only did they have jobs, they often worked very, very hard. The Rambam says, G'doylei Chachmei Yisrael, hoyu mehem choyt ve'yetzim. Some of them were holzhackers. Umehem shoyeve mayim. Some of them were vasatregers. Umehem sumim. Some of them were asaginar. V'afal pikein hoyo oiskin b'toyro. B'yoymu b'layvo. V'heim mechlal matike hashmua ish mi pi ish mi pi Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a similar Rambam, albeit with some differences in the end of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam over there says, G'doyli achacham hoyo mem choyt v'yeitzim. V'noisei akoyroi. Some of them used to carry beams. V'shoyev emayim. Some of them were water carriers. Leginois. V'oisen habarzel. Some of them would make metal. V'apchomim. And they were smiths. They worked with coals. V'loi shalom and atzibur. V'loi kiblu mehem kishanos lehem. V'advar matikim. But the point is, Ram goes through a list of G'doyli achachamim. Not only G'doyli achachamim, some of the greatest of all time. Matike hashmua. These were literally the Moisrei HaTorah is in the entire Mesoira. They were an important link. And some of them were Chayt Ve'yetzim, Noisei Karis. So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, both in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Talmud Torah and the end of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, he puts names to the examples that the Rambam gives. Who do you find was a Chayt Ve'yetzim? Hillel, the Gemara says in the third parak of Masechtas Yuma, was a Chayt Ve'yetzim. Some of them were Noisei Karis. Who was a Noisei Karis? Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa. He quotes the Gemara of Misha Achso, Dav Samach Zayin Amid Beis. So of them was Shoyev Eimayim. Who was a Vasetreger? Rav Huna. You believe it? Beperik Shnei Dayne Gzeiros. In Ksubes Dav Kofei Amid Aleph. Who were the Oisei Abarzel and the Pchomim? Rav Yeshua. Where is it, Rav Yeshua? Dav Chav Ches. Brachas Daf Chav Ches. Right? He said, Nikar Mikoisle Beischa Shepchomiyato. That this is what you do for a living. Either way, Beperek Tfilos HaShachet. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. He had Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was Nimukai Imai. Rabbi Yossi was Alocha Kemoisai Bechal Makai. The great Rabbi Yossi. You find in the Gemara, Rabbi Danasi had tremendous covet for him. Rabbi Yossi, what was he? Shlocha Hava. Min La'abadiris. This is what he did. And he used to take out. He went to the Geshef. He took out from the store these rugs that we used to sit on it. And we learned from here Halach and Hilchas Mukta. Either way, the Ram doesn't mention that some of the Gedoyli HaChachamim were tanners. But Luchura, it's Ma'od Matim with those Rambans. Hadi Yosfi, but the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinoy and Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, they were all sitting together. And after they discussed this halacha with regards to the hides of an umin, yeah, mukta or no mukta. So they digressed a little bit. They went me'inyan le'inyan be'oisa'inyan, and this next Gemara is another classic. And Bezus Hashem, we'll get to the raid on this Gemara in tomorrow's daf. So hadar yasvi v'kami bayilu hadetnan. We learned in the Mishnah of his malachas abram chaser achas. So we know how many malachas are there. There are 39 malachas. So they want to know keneged me. What's the source? What's the makar to lametes malachas? So Rabbi Chanina bar Chama was there. He said, "I'll tell you what it is. Keneged avodas hamishkan. It's keneged avodas hamishkan. There were 39 malachas chashuvos that were done in the building of the mishkan, and corresponding to each one of those malachas, you're not allowed to do that every Shabbos. There's some connection between Shabbos and mishkan, and whatever was considered a malacha in the mishkan, that's considered a malacha as it relates to Shabbos." He was there. He said, "I'll tell you, I heard a different shot." He said, "Kacham Rav Shimon Rav Yosi ben Lukunya. It's kenegin melacha melachtoi umelacha shebetayra arbam chasarachas." He said, "I have a different shot. You know what the shot is? If you count the amount of times it says the word melacha in the Torah, it says it 39 times, and it's kenegin those 39 times that the Torah uses the word melacha." Not only in the context of Shabbos, but connected to 39 times that the Torah uses the word melacha, that we have 39 melachas. Again, it doesn't say anywhere mefurish in the Torah 39 melachas. In fact, all it says in the Torah is you're not allowed to do melacha. It doesn't even define what melacha is. The only melacha that it says mefurish in the Torah you're not allowed to do is loisavaro esh b'chol mesh v'seichem b'yema Shabbos. There's a remez to the melacha v'itzah. There's a few remazim here and there, but the melachas are not mefurish in the Torah. So the question was, what's the makar to melametes melachas? So Rabbi Chanina bar Chama said, what everybody knows, it's keneged avodas hamishkan. Whatever was considered a melacha in the mishkan, that's considered an avodah. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elazar said, I heard from Rabbi Shimon, who's the son of Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya. He said it's connected to 39 times that it says the word melach. It says the Gemara by Rabbi Yosi ben Vedashailo. It says by Yovei Habaisa Lasois Melachta. The context over there is Yosef Atzadik. This pasuk precedes the story of Ishus Paitifar. So the pasuk says that Vayovei Vayika Yoimaze Vayovei Habaisa Lasois Melachta. The Ein Ishme Anche Abayasham Bebayas, and the rest is history. The story with Ishus Paitifar. So Rabbi Yosef wanted to know that word melach. Does that count or does that not count? So Abaya told Rav Yosef, I don't hear the shayla. If we have a Messiah that it says Malacha 39 times, it's 39 times that it says the word Malacha, that count. So the lazy Sefer Teva Limni, let's count. We'll see. If you have 38 without that, then it's obviously 39. If you have 40 with that, or you have 39 without that, then obviously it doesn't count. So the Gemara says, and Milo Yomer Rabbi Bar Bachana, didn't Rabbi Bar Bachana say Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Lezozim, Mishamah, Chivir, Sefer Torah, Manum, that they didn't move from there until they brought a Sefer Torah and they counted. Now Rashi says that this Gemara, even though the Gemara says, didn't this story once happen with Rabbi Bar Bachana and Rabbi Yechon, Rashi says, Lo Yodana Hecha Itmar. I'm not really sure where it happened. Rabbi Kiveg, and Gilian Ashas, says, Ayin Brachas Tav Chofei, Amid Beis, Rashi Dibra Maskel Man Shamit Leh, the Shin Nun. I think what he's referring to is that long Gilyan Ashas, where Reb Kivega brings all the different places that Rashi says Lo Yodano. But regardless, Rashi is not sure what he's referring to. But the bottom line is very simple. He said, bring a Sefer Torah, we'll figure it out. I'm going to say, he told him like this. No. I know what it says in Sefer Torah. I counted already. You know how many times it says the word Malach in the Sefer Torah? Not 39. It says it 40. But Kikam Asafkele, I have a suffix. Which one is the 39th? Meaning 38, I know for sure. There's one that I'm a little bit unsure of. I'm not sure how to touch the word melacha. I'm not sure if it's Vayavei Abaisa Lasis Malachtoi, the story with Yosef and Ishus Paitifar, or maybe it's referring to Apostolic and Parashas Fekude. Vahamelacha Hoysa Dayam L'chol Hamelacha Lasis Oysa V'Hoysa. So I'm not sure which one is it. Is it the Vayavei
Habayso lasis malachtoi? Or is it the pasuk va malacha hoy sedayim? What's the shayla? The shayla is because each one of those psukim, there are two ways to teach. Because you could always say that the pasuk that says vayove habayso lasis malachtoi is command amal lasis trochem nischnos. There's a gemara mesachta soita. But the gemara means machleik is Rav and Shmuel. When it says Yosef went to back to the house, lasis malachta. Doesn't mean he went to do his work. I mean, he was a slave. That's what he was. Or maybe it meant he went to do an aveira. So Rabbi Yosef wasn't sure if the Chachamim counted that pasuk, or they didn't count it. If they didn't count it, why would they not have counted it? Because that malacha means something completely different. It's referring to an aveira that has a whole different meaning. And if that's the case, that's what it's the shalom lo avidasa. Meaning, the two tzadim were that I skipped. Oy dilma vayave abaisa lasis malachtim im minyanohu. Vahay vamalocha oisadayim hachikam da shomu avidasa. Teiko. Meaning each one of those two psukim, there are two ways to teach. You can teach vayave abaisa lasis malachtim went to do regular malacha, or you can teach that it means he went to do an aver. The pasuk vamalocha oisadayim, you could also teach two ways. Either it's referring to the malachas ha-mishkan, it's just another word malacha, or maybe it's referring specifically to the campaign. If you remember the context of the pasuk says that they raised money, v'yikuli truma, that's how the whole parasha starts, right? All the five parashas that deal with the Mishkan starts with what? With a campaign. That's how it started. V'yikuli truma, kasov, kasov, nechayshas, all the different things, and then it ends in the end of parasha. So, v'malacha yisadayim, they raised so much money, they didn't need any more money. So is the malacha referring to the malachas ha-mishkan, or it's referring to the arbit was done, meaning this job that they needed to raise money. So being that a chaps and afkamina had a taich to psukim in the Torah, that was Rabbi Yosef Shaila. He wanted to know, do we have a Messiah? 39 times it says malacha, what the 39 are? Is it vayove abaisa lasis malachta? Is that it? Or vamalacha yisadayim? Why does it matter? It matters. Because El Chapin Afkamina had a taj two psukim in the Torah. The Gemara says, Tanya command the Omer Kenegar the Baidus HaMishkan. Tanya will enter the Baidus HaMishkan. Tanya will enter the Baidus HaMishkan. Tanya will enter the Baidus HaMishkan. You only chay if you're doing the malacha on Shabbos, if the malacha is similar to one of the malachas HaMishkan. For example, Heim Zoru, in the Mishkan, they planted is Va'atam Lo Sizru. You're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. Heim Katsru, Va'atam Lo Sikru. Heim Helu Krosh Mikar Tulagol. They used to carry beams from the floor onto the wagon. Is Va'atam Lo Tachnisu Mishus Aram Mishus Ayachid. The floor, the public area in the Midbar was considered a Rishus Arabim. The Agolos, as in the first nine dafin of the Masechta, had a din of a Rishus HaYachid, so that's a makar that you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYachid. Hey, my redo a sakrosh from the Agola la'karko. They took it from the Agola, which is a Rishus HaYachid, they put it down on the ground, which is a Rishus Rabim, Zvatim Leisitzim, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus Rabim. Hey, my tziu me Agola la'Agola. They carried from one wagon to another wagon, Zvatim Leisitzim, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. So we learn from there, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. Great tomorrow. Mishus Ayachid, Mishus Ayachid. My God, you're allowed to carry from Mishus Ayachid, Mishus Ayachid. Now, the truth is, Midrabbanon, you're not allowed to. And it's because of that Issa Dirabbanon that we have Mesach the Zerivin. But the point is, that's an Issa Dirabbanon. It's not an Issa Dairaiso. It has nothing to do with Dumi de Malachas HaMishkan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Abayev Rabbanon, Mishavayev, Bitem Rabbanon, Barahavo, Mishus Ayachid, Mishus Ayachid, Derech Shah. You're not allowed to carry from Mishus Ayachid to Mishus Ayachid, Derech Shah. How do you know that? Because they used to carry Me'agolo La'agolo, and they went Derech. There's just a rabbi. So if they went there, there's just a rabbi. So you see from the carrying, there's just a rabbi. There's just a rabbi. It's not good. There's just a rabbi. There's just a rabbi. It's not good. There's just a rabbi. There's just a rabbi. It's not good. But the bottom line is, this is a tanya kavase, the witch pshat. It's a tanya kavase to the pshat that the makar to the lametes malachis is related to the 39 malachis that were considered chashav in the Mishkan. Exhale. So two ha'aris as it relates to the first part of today's daf. So again, memtes amad aleph needs an asterisk next to it. Memtes Amid Beis needs an asterisk next to it. There's so much in these Gemaras. Hafoichba, Vafoichba, the Kulaba. We'll go in order. And we'll start with Amid Aleph and Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll get into Amid Beis. So the Gemara told the story about Elisha Bal Knafayim. Amr Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yane said, Tfilin Tzrichim Guf Naki, Kalisha Bal Knafayim. What does a Guf Naki mean? Abaye said, Shalo Yafiach Behem. Rabbi says, you're not even allowed to fall asleep in your tefillin. Then the Gemara said, so Elisha Bal Knafayim clearly was very careful. He wore his tefillin b'tahira. Okay, why was he called Elisha Bal Knafayim? So the Gemara tells the story. Pam achas gazer malchus roem yirisha gzeir al yisrael. The Roman government once made a gzeir. Shekala maniach tefillin, yinakris moich. Anyone that's going to put on tefillin, yinakris moich. V'yelisha manicha v'yoytzel shok. Elisha didn't care. He went outside. He was being moich enough for the mitzvah of tefillin. There was a kazder that saw him. He ran after him. He said, what do you have? He says, I wasn't. I saw tefillin. He said, you don't know tefillin. He said, what was it? It was kan for yoyna. He opened up his hand. There was a yoyna. Why did Hashem make the miracle with a yoyna? Because Klai Yisrael is nimshal. Because Klai Yisrael is nimshal to a yoyna. So the first tar is that there are two important halachas that are negeya hilchis tefillin that are learned out from this gemara. So this gemara is, for all intents and purposes, tucked away. It's a gemara in the middle of the sugyas about matoimnim, which deals with halachas of bishul on Shabbos, deals with halachas of mukta, and we have a few lines of divrei agada. But in these divrei agada, tucked away are two interesting, from a raid perspective, halachas that are negeya hilchis tefillin. The first is as follows. The halacha is that women are potter from wearing tzitzis, and women are potter from wearing tefillin. Why are they potter from tzitzis and tefillin? Because tzitzis and tefillin are both a mitzvah esesh as man gerama. You wear tzitzis 7 days a week, you wear it 365 days a year, but you only wear it by day, you don't wear it by night. And being that tzitzis, you're only mechuyev to wear during the day, and not at night, so it's a classic mitzvah esesh as man gerama. And it's for that reason, Nashim HaPater. Nashim HaPater from tefillin as well. Because tefillin is also a mitzvah aseish as man gerama. For two reasons. Number one, you don't wear tefillin at night. Number two, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yartif. So Nashim HaPater from tzitzis, Nashim HaPater from tefillin, because they're both a mitzvah aseish as man gerama. Stating that, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a difference between the way the Mechaber and Ramah bring the halacha about a woman that wants to wear tzitzis, versus the way the Mechaber and Ramah bring the halacha regarding a woman that wants to wear tefillin. So what if a woman wants to wear tzitzis? She wants to wear tzitzis. Says the Mechaber, Noshim v'avodim p'turim. The potter from tzitzis, v'vnei she'im mitzvot aseh she'az man gerama. Says the Ramah, u'mikol makom, im roitzim la'atfai. If a woman wants to wear tefillin, u'levarech alav, and she even wants to make a bracha, her reshus b'yada, she could do it. You know why? K'may b'sham mitzvah saseh she'az man gerama. Because why should it be any different than any other mitzvah saseh she'az man gerama? If a woman wants to sit in a sukkah, could she sit in a sukkah? Yeah. Could she make a bracha? So it's machloikas, Rambam and the Bali Tosfos, which is a machloikas mechaber in the Ramah. The Ramah paskins, women can make a bracha, a brichas mitzvahs on a mitzvah saseh she'az man gerama. So the Ramah l'shitase says that if a woman wants to wear tzitzis, it's no different, says nisht erger from any mitzvah saseh she'az man gerama, that of course she's allowed to do it. Not only is she allowed to do it, but if she wants to make a bracha, she has a right to make a bracha. The Ramah just says, ach, mechsi ki yuara, it's a little bit of a yuara, and therefore, the katchila, she shouldn't do it. But if she wants to, other than the idea of yuara, says the Ramah, there's no question, she's allowed to. Why is it different than a woman going to Hishayfer? Why is it different than a woman being Mekayim, any mitzvah saseh, she has mangaroma, where you don't have the principle, afein hoya, ba'isahnes, where a woman's father, where the halach is, that if she wants to do what she can do, she can make a bracha. There's no reason tzitzit should be different. Stating that, in Hilchas Tefillin, in Erechaim Simen Lamed Ches of Cotton Gimel, the Mechaber says as follows: Noshim va'avodim p'turim mitfilin. Why? Same reason. Mipnei shu mitzvah saseh she'az man gerama. Zok the Ramah again. V'man noshim roitzin lahachmar latzmon. Let's say a woman wants to wear tefillin. She decides that this is something she wants to do. Meichin b'yotam. You make a macha. It's not something you allow. What's the reason for it? What? What's the difference? I don't understand. Tefillin, women don't wear, the Mechaber just said, because it's a mitzvah aseh she'az man gerama. Noshim apotah for mitzvah aseh she'az man gerama, but the Ramah said so simply and eloquently in Simen Yud Zayin, that even though women are apotah from tzitzis, which is a mitzvah aseh she'az man gerama, but women are allowed to be mekayim mitzvah aseh she'az man gerama. Not just that, I hope when she tosses, she can even make a bracha. Yeah, when it comes to tefillin, you start making machos. A woman's not allowed to wear tefillin. So what's Pashup Shah? What's the reason for it? So if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, says that the reason is meichem biyadam mipnei shetzrichim guf naki. It's because a woman has to have a guf naki. V'noshin ein zrizois lehizaher. Women, at least once upon a time, were not careful to have a guf naki, and because they weren't careful to have a guf naki, so it's for that reason we don't allow a woman to wear tefillin. So the reason a woman is not allowed to wear tefillin is based on our gemara. It's because Amar Rabbi Yanai, tefillin tzrichim guf naki kolisha bal knafayim, and we don't trust that the woman is going to have a guf naki. It's not because fundamentally there's something wrong with her wearing tefillin. For a rai, she can wear tzitzis like the Ramah Paskins and Simon Yodzayim. So what would be the difference between tzitzis and tefillin? The difference is tzitzis doesn't need a guf naki. Tefillin does need a guf naki. And it's all based on this halacha of tefillin tzrichim guf naki kolisha bal knafayim, that this is the halacha. The makar to this Mishnah Brura is a kolboy. And it really comes from a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses whether women are chayiv in tefillin and women are not chayiv in tefillin. The Gemara says that if you hold Laila Shabbos and Yontif are not zman tefillin, it's pashut that women are going to be potter from tefillin because tefillin is a mitzvah aseh she'az man gerama. And then the Gemara says that there was a woman, Michal Bas Kushi, also known as Michal Bas Shaul, and she used to wear tefillin. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Micho Bas Kushi hoisa manachas tefillah. And the Gemara brings Micho Bas Kushi as a kasha on the man dama that holds that women are potter from tefillah. So again, the Gemara is a discussion. Are women chayv in tefillin? Or women potter in tefillin? So the Gemara says, women are potter in tefillin. It's a mitzvah says man grama, because there's no tefillin at night, there's no tefillin on Shabbos. Frank the Gemara kasha, how could you tell me that women are potter in tefillin? Michal Bas Kusha used to wear tefillin. So if Michal Bas Kusha used to wear tefillin, isn't that a right that women are chayv in tefillin? Frank Rashi, Frank Toysfis, Rabbeinu Shalom, what's Pashup Shana in the Gemara? You have a riot from the fact that Michal Bas Kusha used to wear tefillin, that women are chayv in tefillin? You have a raya from there that they can wear tefillin. Where do you have a raya from there that they're chayav in tefillin? Maybe really they're potter from tefillin. Because it's a mitzvah seish as man geroma. And Michal Bas Kushi was machmer. Just like there are women that are mekayim, certain mitzvah seish as man geroma that they really don't have to be mekayim. So maybe Michal Bas Kushi went ahead and she wore tefillin, even though this was something that she didn't really have to do. What's the raya from the fact that Michal Bas Kushi wore tefillin, that women are chayav in tefillin? Zog toises, venira lefarish. Pshat is as follows. Because if women would be potter from tefillin, they wouldn't be allowed to wear tefillin. I, says Toysfus, I thought the halacha is a woman's always allowed to be mekayim in mitzvah aseh shazman gerama. Toysfus says, this is different. Because being that over here the halacha is tefillin tzrichim guf naki, v'noshim ain't zrizois lizoher, they're not so careful. So to the extent that they're not chayiv, it would be aser. It would be aser because of the halacha of guf naki. So bishleim, if noshim are chayiv in tefillin, so that's why Michal Bas Kushi wore tefillin. She had no choice. She had to wear tefillin because she had a mitzvah to wear tefillin. But to the extent that women are potter from tefillin, so now it's a question of ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. Oh, the ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, she has no business putting on tefillin. Because there's ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, now we're going to invoke a chumrah because of the fact that not zrizois to be nizer when it comes to gufnaki, and there's a halacha that tefillin tzrichim gufnaki. It's interesting, anecdotally, there are stories told about other women throughout the generations that wore tefillin. But I'll tell you, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, on Masechtas Erevin, and that Tzadik Vav Amaral from Rav David Yoel Weishlita, he says, Mesuper al Eishes Rabbeinu Baal Eira Chayim HaKadosh. So this is the one Maramachim that Rav W. Weiss brings as far as a woman. I thought that was a Dover Chadash, the wife of the Arachayim HaKadosh. She used to wear tefillin. But either way, this is the first story that from our Gemara is the Makar, why it's the Ramah says, Meichem B'yadon, if a woman wants to wear tefillin, and it's not so chomer when it comes to tzitzis, maybe Mechzik K'yuera, but this is different because here there's a halacha of Gufnaki. The second idea in Hilchis Tefillin that comes out of this Gemara is that it's Yodua that the Vilna Gaon used to wear tefillin the whole day. Vilna Gaon wore his talis the whole day. The Vilna Gaon wore he wore tefillin the whole day. And the question is, why was the Vilna Gaon makbid to wear tefillin the whole day? And the truth really is, if you think about it, how do you know you don't have to wear tefillin the whole day? It says in Torah you have to wear tefillin. It says in Torah you only have to wear it for an hour or for 8 minutes or whatever. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't think about shachris. It doesn't say anything about mincha. I mean, the only thing we know is the Gemara says, the mitzvah says, it's man gerama, you only chay by yoim, not chay by laila. But why is tefillin different than tzitzis? Tzitzis you wear the whole day. Torah says you wear tzitzis. Okay, maybe put on tzitzis and then take your tzitzis off. Why is tefillin different? Mehecha teisi. Where does it come from, this idea that you don't wear tefillin the whole day, but rather you wear tefillin dafka while you're davening shachris? The truth is like this. The Rambam, when he brings the halacha of tefillin, so the in Hilchis Tefillin, Perek Dal Halacha Fei, it says as follows. Kedushas tefillin kedushasin gedoylehi. Shekoz man shat tefillin beroyche shaladim val zroya hu onav, fi yari shamayim, veinei nimshach beschoik u besicha betela, veinei maharim machshav izroyz, ala mafana liber bedivroya emes vahatzedek. Lefichach tzorich adam lishtada liyoyson olav kol ayoyim, she mitzvason kachi. Because that's the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, the mitzvah is to wear tefillin the whole day. This is not just to put on tefillin when you're davening shachris. The mitzvah really is to wear tefillin the whole day. Stating that, the Torah brings in Siman Lamed Zayin, that even though the Rambam said, mitzvason li yisol of kol ayoyim, but being that the Gemara says in Shabbos Mem Tesam Aleph, that tefillin tzrichim guf naki kol lisha bal knofayim, it's very hard to keep your guf naki for the whole day. And being that it's very hard to keep your guf naki for the whole day, that's why they were mevatel the minig somewhere along the way, and that's why Klai Yisrael doesn't wear tefillin the whole day. You want to know why Klai Yisrael doesn't wear tefillin the whole day? The reason is because of this Gemara. It's because tefillin tzrichim guf naki kol
Elisha Bal Knafayim, and it's very hard for a person to make sure that his guf is going to be knocky the whole day. Stating that, the Vilna Gaon argued with the Torah. He wasn't masker. He held not like the Torah. He held that this minig happened. He doesn't agree with it. It was a mistake. This has nothing to do with Elisha Bal Knafayim. And the Vilna Gaon felt that the right thing to do is to itfilm the whole day. I'll tell you something interesting. This is brought in the Maaser Rav. Sivkot and Yudches, where the Goyin said that Zman Hanochas Tfilin Ke'acherim, meaning that's the earliest time you can put on Tfilin, Ayin Brachas Taftes on the base, the Leilech Bahen, and how long are you supposed to wear it for? Kol Hayoy. In Ois Samach Gimel, he talks about Mincha. So he says, the Tfilas HaMincha, V'chein La'arvis Noitel Yodov, U'mevarech Al Netilas Yodai, U'mespalulin Mincha Betalas U'vetfilin, Shall Rashi dafka, right? The Goyin didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin kiyodua, and the Goyin held that even when you daven mincha, you should daven Rashi tefillin. And the Mefarshei Hamaiser Rab say it's mashma from the Vilna Gaon that what the Vilna Gaon was saying was that even if your minig is not to wear tefillin the whole day, but still there's an idea to wear tefillin when you daven mincha. I mean, the Goyin says you're supposed to wear tefillin the whole day, so of course you're going to wear tefillin when you daven mincha. The Tanya says, let's say you're not wearing tefillin the whole day. Still, there's a new idea. Meaning in Ois Yudches, the Gros said wear tefillin the whole day, and then in Ois Samach Gimel he said that even if you're not going to wear it the whole day, but. At least by mincha, you're supposed to put it back on, and not Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. No, the regular tefillin that you mechuyev to wear by shachris, the Vilna Gaon held, you're not only still supposed to wear by shachris, you're supposed to wear it by mincha as well. But the point is that the Vilna Gaon disagreed with the Torah. The Torah said that because of guf naki, the minig is not to wear tefillin the whole day. He said, I disagree. I think you're supposed to wear tefillin, even nowadays, the whole day. And the Vilna Gaon said, I think there's a remez to it from the Gemara. Which Gemara? Shabbos daf memtes amud aleph. So the Torah said that the minhag ha'olam not to wear tefillin the whole day comes from today's daf. The Gaon said just the opposite. I think the reason you should wear tefillin the whole day comes from today's daf. So what do you see in today's daf? The Vilna Gaon learned up a taisis, a very, very small taisis. It's Dibra Maskil Knofel Maginoi Soleh. The Gemara said, why is Klai Yisrael compared to a Yoina? Because just like the Yoina has its wings that protect her, so too Klal Yisrael has mitzvahs that protect it. Says Tosfos, Oy Mari, the Amrina b'Medrash, there's a Medrash, that says, Kol Ha'Oifos, all the birds, Kishehen Yegein, Ninuchin Al Gabi Yisrael, when they get tired, they rest. When a bird gets tired, it sits down on a rock, and it's a guy shluffin. V'hayoina, the Yoina, however, b'shosha hi yogeya, when she gets tired, p'irachas ba'achas, v'noinachas ba'achas. She improvises. She starts flapping one wing, she rests the other wing, and then she flaps the other wing, and she rests that wing. So what she does, she's always on the move, she's always pushing. She's always trying harder. She doesn't just give up. The Yoina is someone that always tries to do even a little bit, if that's all that person can do. So says the Vilna Gaon, and it's in the Chidushei Halachos of the Vilna Gaon on Masech Shabbos. He said, I understand. He said, well, why did Tosfos bring this over here? And besides, what's the significance of this? This seems to be related to somehow that Ma Yoino Kanfel Magina Soleh, so too Klal Yisrael mitzvahs protected. So the Gaon said, I'm going to tell you the Pshat. The Pshat has come to teach us a lesson that sometimes a person wants to undertake something. But he says, I'm going to try to do this mitzvah. I'm never going to finish it. It's impossible. I'm going to be tired. I'm going to have to rest on a rack. There's no way I'll be able to do it. So what do most people do when they feel that? When they have that resistance, they just don't do anything. They go to sleep, make shluffin, like all the other birds. But when it comes to a mitzvah, you have to be like the Yoino. And you know what you do? You try as hard as you can. And if you can't flap both wings, at least flap one of your wings. The Yoino is b'shoshi yigeya peirachas ba'achas, v'noinachas ba'achas. And that's also something. So said the Goyin, where was this idea brought down of the Kanfei Yoina? It was brought by Tfilin. You know why it was brought by Tfilin? Lahoitzi Miliban, of this idea that somebody might think, I should wear Tfilin the whole day. How am I going to wear Tfilin the whole day? I have to have a Guf Naki. And how am I going to wear Tfilin the whole day with a Guf Naki? So said the Gaon, Tosfos told us this Medrash in the sugya of Tfilin Tzrich and Guf Naki, Kalisha Bal Knafayim, Lahoitzi. So you shouldn't think that, oh, I need a Guf Naki, I'm going to do what the Torah said. I'm not going to wear Tfilin. No, if I can't, you should try like the Yoina. Just like the Yoina tries, Tfilin, Mitzvahs, Guf Naki, the Yoina. The Gaon put it all together, and the Gaon said, this Gemara is not a Makar like the Torah not to wear Tfilin the whole day. It's just the opposite. This Gemara is a Makar, like my Shita said to the Vilna Gaon, that you are supposed to wear your Tfilin the whole day. It's interesting that in the Keser Rosh, so that's the Hanhogas for Reb Chaim Volozhin, so they bring that Reb Chaim Volozhin said, I'll quote,
Oid Omar Hagrach, this is Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud Muvik of the Vilna Gaon, b'shem Rabbi Agroza, she'etztar harbe al ador hazeh, she'mevatlen ikra mitzvah de tefillin, she'mitzvasa kol hayom, it bothered the Vilna Gaon very badly that people didn't wear tefillin the whole day. Ki yodua, he says, she'bal hasmag, he says, Yedua, that the smag, this is amazing, the smag traveled the world. He says he literally went from kehila to kehila. He had to be mechazik to Yidden. They weren't wearing tzitzis. Now, they weren't wearing a beged shel da'al kanfis without tzitzis, but they weren't wearing a beged shel da'al kanfis with tzitzis either. So the smag made it his life's mission to go around and to be mechazik yidden. So the Chaim Volozhin said, I heard from the goyin, my Rebbe said, ilu hayu bekay chaysav, hayu soyve vesa oylam, he would literally turn the world upside down. Lahachzer atar liyoshna, sheyanichu Yisrael tefillin kol hayom. That's how much it meant to him. This was something that bothered him very, very badly. And then the Vilna Gaon said that bizman hazeh, there's no yuara if a person wants to wear tefillin the whole day. He's doing the right thing. And he shouldn't worry about people are going to say he's mechzik yura. It's not something you have to worry about. You do the Talmidei Agra wore tefillin the whole day. Until today, if you go to the Churban Shul, so there's a koilel and a group of yidden that follow them in Hagei Agra. One of the things they do is they wear tefillin the whole day as well. Either way, this is the Maaser Rav in Ois Yudchet. So it's interesting. Not very long ago when we were learning Perek with Memad Likin, so we spoke out the Maaser Rav in Ois Yud Zayin. So what did it say in Ois Yud Zayin? That the Vilna Gaon had what would seem at first glance to have been a tremendous kula in tzitzis. The Vilna Gaon used to wear cotton tzitzis. Even though according to the Mechaber, you're not mekayim your mitzvah tzitzis d'oraisa with cotton tzitzis, because the beged has to be either of tzemer and pishtin. And Rabbeinu Tam said that you're not supposed to make tzitzis if you're wearing a pishtan beged, and as a result, by process of elimination, if you have two choices, tzemer and pishtan, and you can't use pishtan, so the only option is tzemer. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber, it has to be tzemer. And Mishnah Berurah says that a Yorei Shemayim should be machmer, and he should only wear wool tzitzis. But they bring in the Maaser Rav that the Vilna Gaon used to only wear cotton tzitzis. So this is a famous kula, quote-unquote, in the Maaser Rav, b'shem the Vilna Gaon. That's in the Maaser Rav, Ois Yud Zayin. Ois Yud Ches is a chumra, and that is Leilech Lehen Kol Hayom. Well, the Vilna Gaon said you have to wear tefillin the whole day, and he felt it was a chum yaseir to wear it the whole day. If you remember, we spoke out from Reb Shmuel Misalant that he said that what's the pshat? Why did the Gaon wear cotton tzitzis? He said it's the two complement each other. Yud Zayin and Yud Ches are a set. They come together because the Gaon didn't only wear tefillin the whole day. He said he wore his talus the whole day also. Even though I'm not sure that in the Churban Shul, the Gaon wears the talus the whole day. I don't think they do. But either way, he says the Vilna Gaon didn't only wear his tefillin the whole day, but he wore his talus the whole day as well. And his talus was made out of wool, because every talus is made out of wool. So he said that the Vilna Gaon was already be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of putting tzitzis on a wool beged. So like this, what he did was he put on cotton tzitzis so he could also be mekayim the derabanan. The derabanan of wearing cotton tzitzis. Meaning, had the Vilna Gaon not worn his talus the whole day, could be he would have worn wool tzitzis, said Rav Shmuel Misalant. But he was anyways being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of putting tzitzis on a wool in a baguette. So he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah derabanan of putting tzitzis on a cotton baguette. But either way, that was the Gaon Shita, a person should wear tefillin the whole day. And again, why? Why was it such a big deal to the Vilna Gaon? He said he wanted to travel the world. He said he had koyach, he would have done what the smag did. The smag lobbied Klal Yisrael to be more careful in tzitzis. He said, I would have lobbied Klal Yisrael to be more careful and tefillin. Why would he have done that? So Pasha, tefillin is a very chash of a mitzvah, right? But it's more than that. It's that Lashon HaRambam. I'll read the Rambam again. We'll end with this. We'll have to save the other Aras for other days. But the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Talad, Halacha Chafei. Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas Gedoyli. The Kedusha of Tefillin is Kedushas Gedoyli. She calls Manshat Tefillin B'Roish Shalad, because when a person's wearing Tefillin, Val Zroya, when it's on his hand, who Anav? It creates a sense of humility. The Yorei Shemayim, he has more fear of Hashemayim. He's more careful with what he thinks about, with what he says. When a person's wearing tefillin, he's more focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason that Tzarech Adam L'shtadol L'yoysan Olav Kol Hayoyim Shemitzvasan Kachi. And then the Rambam concludes Amru Olav Rav Talmidoy Shal Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that they say about Rav, who was a Talmud of Yudah Nasi, Shal Kol Yomav Loi Ra'u Shalach Arba Amis Blei Torah Blei Tzizloi Blei Tefillin. But you see what the Hemshech of the Rambam is. It wasn't just a Chumri Yaseira in tefillin. It was a Chumri Yaseira in Yerushalayim, in focus. When a person is careful in tefillin, he's more focused, and that's why the Vilna Gaon felt not to rely on Elisha Bal Knafayim, that should be a way to get out of not wearing tefillin the whole day. A person should wear tefillin the whole day, and not just that, the Gaon in his Chedushei Halachos
in epic Vilna Gaon style said, I think I have a raya from Tosfos in the sugya of Elisha Bal Kanafayim, precisely not like the Torah, that you are supposed to wear tefillin the whole time.